With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting wildfires rage on both U.S. coasts with one person dead while a Veterans Day ceremony is postponed. Correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Fire crews on both the West Coast and the East Coast are battling wildfires, including one in New York and New Jersey that killed the park's employee. In Southern California, crews northwest of L.A. made progress Sunday against a fire that prompted thousands of residents to flee and destroyed more than 130 structures. And the firefighting efforts postponing Veterans Day plans in West Milford, New Jersey, where many of the personnel are veterans. I'm Julie Walker.
Control of the U.S. Congress is still hanging in the balance, correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
More than a dozen congressional campaign contests are still not decided, leaving control of the House of Representatives a toss-up at this point. Republican leaders are projecting they will keep control, but Democrats say if more votes go in their favor, they could become the majority party. Republicans did win control of the Senate, and Republican Donald Trump will be in the White House next year. He's urging the senators vying for majority leader to change the rules and allow him to bypass congressional approval and outright appoint some of his nominees. I'm Jackie Quinn.
President-elect Trump is starting to fill key posts in his second administration. Among his picks are Susie Wiles for Chief of Staff, Elise Stefanik for United Nations Ambassador, and Tom Homan and Stephen Miller for a pair of roles that will include immigration enforcement. Miller will be Deputy Chief of Staff for Policy, while Homan will be Border Czar. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 304 points, the NASDAQ rose 12. This is SRN News. An Illinois church pays a big price to quit the UMC.
Naperville Korean United Methodist Church will give $1.4 million to the denomination in return for a clean withdrawal from it. The payment settles a court battle over who owns the church property, the congregation, or the UMC. This is just the latest defection in the multi-year breakup of the denomination sparked by leadership's decision to approve gay marriage and embrace homosexual ordination. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
California Governor Gavin Newsom has called for state lawmakers to convene a special session in December. He wants legislation to safeguard unfettered abortion and the LGBT agenda and state policy ahead of the beginning of President Trump's second term. Governors and lawmakers in other states controlled by Democrats are planning to do the same. Newsom says he wants to preserve California's status as a destination for women to seek abortions. SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Well, stocks rose on Wall Street, but drops for NVIDIA and some other heavyweight big tech companies kept indexes in check. The S&P 500 adding 0.1% coming off last week's spurred by Donald Trump's presidential victory and the Federal Reserve's cut to interest rates. The Dow Jones Industrial Average jumped 0.7%, and the NASDAQ Composite edged up 0.1%. Elon Musk's Tesla was the strongest single force, pushing the S&P 500 higher. Bank stocks and other popular Trump trades also led the market. The Dow was up 304 points to close at 44,293. The NASDAQ gained 12 to 19,298. The S&P 500 adding 5 points to 6,001. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at SRNNews.com.